I'm Em. I'm obsessed with all things human design, motherhood, and helping women navigate through this sometimes messy, but oh so magical thing called life. I'm a Midwest girl who lived, learned, danced, and sang her way around the world, found her way back home, married her high school sweetheart, and became mama to Isla August. Guided by my intuition and the lifelong belief that we're all written in the stars, I stumbled upon human design and I never looked back. Since becoming a mama and finding a new, more modern outlook on the old paradigm of motherhood, I've completely fallen in love with understanding the energetics of myself and my sweet babe. Human design has allowed me to operate as a soulful mama, rather than constantly comparing myself to the other moms and trying to be more like them. Human design gave me permission to do mamahood my way, and it gave me the lens I needed to see my daughter in her own light too. Today, I lead women in the new paradigm of parenting and mamahood through human design, creating energetic flow within themselves, their children, and their family. I help mamas reclaim their power as women and gain clarity in the guidance of their children's energy. Motherhood by Design is raw and real conversation that's focused on all things mamahood, conscious parenting, and real life, with the overarching theme of human design. Let's be honest. Every day is new when you're chasing kiddos, and this podcast will be much the same. So bring your coffee, bring your wine, a baby in a sling, or your big kids at the park. Come lean into this wild, soulful ride, and together, let's redefine mamahood. See you inside. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Motherhood by Design. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I'm so excited to be here and to be sharing all of this awesome human design information with you all. Today we are going to start off with the different energy types. Well, actually, today is going to be just solely focused on manifestors, and it's kicking off the next series of episodes that will be on the energy types. So each week you will be learning about a specific type. Today we're focusing on the manifestor energy type and how it pertains to us as mamas, and also how it translates for children. So just a quick overview. Your energy type is your unique way of processing and exchanging energy within the world around you. It's basically how we approach work, relationships, and anything in our day-to-day life. Knowing and understanding your type is key to your basic energetic needs, or to understanding your basic energetic needs, and it's also key to becoming who your soul is intended to be. So for children, this can be a crucial component to their awareness of self and what they truly need or desire, and it's a really good reminder that no two people are the same, and that we all operate at a different pace, and that that is 100% okay. We don't need to be exact replicas of each other. We're here to be our own unique selves, and we can do anything that we want to do. There's just a specific way that we're best designed to do it. So as parents, fostering this awareness of our family and the unique energetic needs within our family is really ideal to create harmony within a household and within our amongst each other, setting everyone up for success. So, with all that being said, manifestors. Manifestors represent about 9% of the population. They are the leaders, the informers, game changers. They don't follow the rules, they make the rules. I myself am a manifestor, and I knew I was going to be a manifestor from the day that I discovered human design. Manifestors are the natural leaders. They're here to make moves. They can often be misunderstood, and they're taken as being very blunt, but they have a very like assertive and confident way of speaking. They do not like to be controlled. They love freedom. They're very independent, can often come across as a perfectionist. And they operate in short bursts of energy. So those are the characteristics, really, of a manifestor, just a generalized idea in a generalized sense. Every energy type has a strategy that goes along with it. And I will dive deeper into strategies in a separate podcast or episode. But just to touch on it a bit, manifestors' strategy is to inform. So they're here to basically be an open book, to share it all. Don't keep yourself to yourself. Tell people your intentions so that you are able to freely initiate and move. Now, manifestors in motherhood. So, mama manifestors, my people. The things to pay attention to are really, where are you asking others for permission? You are here to trust in your power. Your job is to inform people of what you're choosing rather than asking them for permission. I know that we've been taught from a young age to consistently ask for permission, and that's a part of our conditioning, but really that's where the informing piece comes in. As long as we inform people of what we're doing, then we can just go on and do it. We do not need to ask for permission. That's where we get caught up in our head and we have doubt and fear and lack that creeps in. So, as a mama manifester, you need to appreciate that you are rare and your manifesting ability is beyond the capabilities of the other energy types. Not to say that the other energy types cannot manifest, because they can, but we do not have to wait. We can just act. You are meant to act and to achieve. So take note of where you're pushing too hard and not giving yourself permission to rest. That's another key thing for manifestors, because we operate in bursts of energy. We don't have the sacral energy, the life force energy of the generators and manifesting generators. So we can't just go forever. We have to take rest and we have to tune into ourselves and really be aware of where we're giving ourselves rest and allowing ourselves rest and where we're pushing too hard. So give yourself the freedom that you need to attend your own needs. Honor your energy because it functions best in creative bursts. Take rest when necessary, creating space for the inspiration to arrive and then acting on that inspiration. You're intuitive. So as a mom, you can tune into your child's desires. It's okay to encourage independent play and to engage with them on your own terms, especially if you have an energy type child, a Mani Gen or a Gen, because you're not always going to have the energy to keep up with them. Have daily family check-ins. That's a big piece where you can inform everyone of your intentions. You can make the first move, trusting and initiating that, you know, it will allow you to have the proper energy and the proper impact that you're meant to have rather than feeling any type of like burnout or resentment or restlessness or exhaustion. So, manifestor mamas, just tune into you. Also, check in with yourself. You are a manifestor, and yes, you can get things done, but you are not a slave. Be careful who you say yes to and what you take on from others. You really need to make sure you're setting healthy boundaries, be clear about to who and what you're lending your manifesting abilities to. This is crucial, especially with kiddos running around, trying to manage and handle it all. Make sure that you set those healthy boundaries and limits for yourself And also accept support, because you operate best when you have space and independence, basically alone time to really tune into yourself and find that inspiration that you need to achieve and gain clarity around what it is that you are working towards or manifesting, what your current inspiration is. Then we're going to move on to manifest your kids. So, manifest your kiddos are hyper and capable. So they're hyper capable with constant need for freedom, similar to manifestor adults, and they do not like to be restricted. Manifestor children are also here to inform, and they have the ability to initiate and take that action. But the way that they go about informing as a child is actually by asking permission. It just means that oftentimes when they ask permission to do something, the response from the parent needs to be yes. So parents to manifestors cannot be the dictator. They need to give their children the space, because more often than not, like I said, the answer to these children's questions need to be a yes. It needs to be free rein, but within boundaries. So those boundaries can look like, yes, you can stay up, but 8 p.m. is bedtime. Or yes, you can go outside to play, but only as far as the end of the block. Or yes, you can watch TV today, but you only get 2 hours total. So freedom within limits to strike a kind of agreeable balance and to still have a little bit of control as the parent. Parents need to build a level of trust so that these children are confident to inform when they become adults, meaning that as children, they need to trust that they can confide in and inform their parents of their plans and ideas. A nice way to have a little control, but to still have it come off as a yes, is to let them know that their ideas are valid, but to please run it by mom first, or filter it through dad, or dress it up as a request rather than a rule, so that as a parent you can gain the understanding of what's going on and what's going through their head and what their plan is, but also talk it through and share insight so that you can both be on the same page. Manifestors can often shut down and feel isolated because they have a closed aura, or I hate this term because me being a manifestor, it sticks with me, but, and I've dealt with this my entire life, people saying this, I should say, but they have a repelling aura or a repelling, they repel other people's energies because they have a pretty closed aura around them, which they often feel as if other people don't understand them. So helping them to feel confident and heard and letting them know that their information is being taken into account and that and that they are supported can help them not feel so isolated. Manifestors need to be at peace, or their signature is peace. So giving them a no instead of a yes can often bring about anger, which is their not self theme. So instead of giving them a hard no, or if you have to give them a hard no, as a parent, options would be to give them alternative solutions, to find out what it is that they're actually desiring or what the actual desired outcome is, and to give explanation for the no, to try to keep them as far away from that anger and leaning more towards a peaceful understanding. You don't want them to stop coming to you or feel wrong or stupid or unloved or to think that your answer will never be yes or that you're not going to give approval. So there's kind of a gentle dance that has to be done, especially as a parent to a manifestor and figuring out your relationship there. On the other hand, if they do get angry, recognize your reaction as the parent to their anger. Let them move through their emotion and help them to recognize their anger, but not agitate it further by reacting to them and furthering their anger. Sit with them, co-regulate, recognize, and then discuss later on so that they can understand or have an awareness for the next time that this anger arises. Manifestors go through bursts of energy, like we discussed earlier, for the adults or for the mamas, because they do not have a defined sacral center. Therefore, they need to be allowed space for these waves of energy, resting when they need to, playing when they need to, working when they need to, and not really forcing anything, but giving space for all of these waves to occur as they occur. Often, manifestors can be discouraged or blocked from their natural manifesting as young children. This is where conditioning and whatnot comes into play as young children. Being told by parents, teachers, caretakers, etc., to sit down, be quiet, stay still. We absolutely do not want this to happen, even though it's really hard because we have these generational ideas that have been so imprinted in us and like pounded in of like how, you know, you use your words or think before you speak or all these different things that we've been told and conditioned our entire life, but that's really not what we want. We want to encourage them to follow their natural instincts and bodily rhythm, because if it's stifled, this in a manifestor's case, it can lead to rebellion and rage later on, and possibly denying them their full understanding of what their true expression actually looks and feels like. So, manifestors, this is your 101 to mama manifestors and kiddo manifestors and getting a kind of grip or a grasp on what it means to be a manifestor. So if you are momming one, or if you are one yourself, I hope this helps, and I hope you've gained some insight and some ideas and some parenting tips to understand and maybe create some more flow within daily life. I am thrilled to be sharing all this with you, and I encourage you to ask any questions, reach out, comment, follow me on Instagram. I am always around, and I love a good conversation. So please don't hesitate if there's anything you want to talk about. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Motherhood by Design podcast. If you love this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or subscribe, rate, and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Emily Billick and on Facebook at Motherhood by Design. Interested in a chart reading, customized human design poster, or to check out my latest offers, head to emilybillick.com for more information. Thanks, and I can't wait to hang out with you again soon.